And welcome to our program. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Every Saturday at 3 p.m., we come your way with interesting and informative and entertaining programs that will provide you with the knowledge of the choices that really have always been there, but maybe you never thought of them before, and the knowledge of how to put those into action so that you can change your world. You can make your dreams come true, and we encourage you to do that. Check out the websites of our guests. You can go to richarddugan.com. All of our guest websites are linked there, and if they aren't, that means their website has changed, and we'll need to jump on that. Get on the webmaster. Oh, that's me. And let me know that there's a problem at the website, but go to richarddugan.com. You can email me at richard@richarddugan.com. That's richard@RICHARDDUGAN.com. Now, before we get started in our program, which actually is going to lead us into our guest, well, I want to tell you about a special event that is coming up Tuesday, July 28th. It's in Goleta, and it's going to be at the Goleta Valley Community Center. That's at 5679 Hollister Avenue. We don't do this very often, but because this ties into our guest, we're doing it. Hope Dance Films presents Fresh, F-R-I-F-R-E-S-H, with basically, I hope this is pronouncing her, foodie goodies, lectures, conversation, connections, and a whole lot more. New thinking about what we're eating, celebrating our local farmers, growing local food systems, as well as discovering the roots of taste and flavor and nutrition in our foods. Now, the movie Fresh basically celebrating the families, the thinkers, the business people across America who are reinventing our food system. And we're going to be taking a listen a little bit later on in the program to a trailer. But this is going on Tuesday, July 28th in Goleta at the Goleta Valley Community Center, 5679 Hollister Avenue. Now at 6 p.m., there are going to be all kinds of good things to eat. I will be there. My wife, Amrita, will be there. And then the film Fresh will be presented at 7 p.m. So we encourage you to make plans. There is a suggested donation of $5 to $10, greatly appreciated, to help defray any costs incurred in presenting this wonderful opportunity for you to find out more about ways in which you can do this. Now, what am I doing? I mean, how many times have you heard me mention my chickens? I mean, come on. How many times do I have to tell you? We have all natural eggs, and it's great fun, and we have a great time with it. We have a couple of little garden boxes, and we grow our tomatoes and all of the other things, the lettuce and the corn and the zucchini and so on and so forth. And on the property where we live, we've got loquat trees and apples and pears. It's just unbelievable the wonderful harvest that we have. And we are asking you to come on out this Tuesday evening to the Goleta Valley Community Center to participate and see what's happening. Now, how does this tie into my guest? Well, my guest is the publisher and editor of the periodical Hope Dance. His name is Bob Banner. And Bob, welcome to Tell Me Your Story. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, this film is not just showing down here in Santa Barbara, or I should say the Goleta area, but it's showing up in San Luis Obispo and, quite honestly, all over the country.
Yes, all over the country. I just got permission to screen it 10 times, so I'm so happy to be able to screen this film. And I just wanted to thank you for the plug for the film, but I'm looking at the flyer right now, and I just wanted to give your listeners some of the co-sponsors.
Oh, please.
Like Isla Vista Food Co-op. Mm-hmm. There's Shepherd Farms. There's the Transition Town Santa Barbara, Slow Food of Santa Barbara. Avalon Farms, Oasis, Edible Santa Barbara, Edible Gardens, Jessica Foster Confections, the Fairview Gardens people, mm-hmm. The Soap Company, Refugio Gardens, Island Seed and Feed.
Yeah.
This is the largest number of co-sponsors I've ever had for a film.
Well, I have frequented a few of these sponsors myself, Island Seed and Feed in particular, and many of these companies, these businesses, these mom-and-pop organizations, if you will, if you want to call it an organization, they're very much in favor of supporting local growers, local producers of whatever it is that you need. If somebody is making it, you can probably get it here. I don't know about washers and dryers per se, although I would probably lean more towards a rope between two trees for a dryer. I'm not advocating going to the rock and the stream for washing per se.
Right.
But this is something that you have been involved with, not just this movie and this kind of movement, but Hope Dance. Hope Dance is, we discussed this before, is, okay, well, what do you call it? And you said it's a periodical, basically, that is designed simply to report on the outrageous, the pioneering, and inspiring activities of outstanding individuals and organizations who are creating a new world, which is what we're all about, regardless of their spiritual traditions or political agenda. First of all, tell us, how did you get something like this started and when?
Well, I've started publishing a magazine back in the, back in the 70s, so I've been doing this for a while. But the whole idea of Hope Dance came about because four words happened to just spring through my mind, radical solutions inspiring hope.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow those four words encapsulated what I needed. That was my next step, because I had been publishing a conspiratorial magazine for a while and got involved in a psycho-spiritual community. And after that worked itself out, publishing in my blood was still there, but I needed to go, okay, now what's the next step? And somehow those four words grabbed me. And actually, I wanted to just tell you, this is kind of an interesting story, because it relays to the story that Will Allen talks about in the movie Fresh, because they asked him the same question. And one of the things that he said is that when he visited a farm, something clicked in him, that he knew somehow in his body, mind, psyche, that he needed to buy land, he needed to go back to the earth and grow food. And similar to me, I had an experience where I was just reading positive stories. They were very inspiring. And somehow something clicked almost chemically in my body, psyche, system, that just shouted in glee that there was another world that was emerging and that I wasn't that aware of. I mean, I had been a nihilist for probably 10 years, and I was just focused on all the bad stuff, and suddenly I came across some positive stories, and I just wanted to jump on my roof and yell out to the world that, hey, we can do this. We can make changes. There are people who are doing this. And from then on, it's like I started to focus on, because of my own emotional sanity, I needed to hear positive stories. It was like a nourishing food, rather than the negative food that makes you sick or the fast food that makes you irritable or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I go, oh my God, this is really important, and I need this food substance on a regular basis. So that was one of the main reasons to do Hope Dance rather than the other publications.
Well, we're going to talk more about that and find out a little bit more about your background and your foreground and where we're headed and the new ground that we're creating here on Tell Me Your Story. Bob Banner, publisher and editor of Hope Dance. It's available all over this city and all over the Central Coast, and we'll find out just about how far it is distributed. It's also available on the Internet. That is correct. It is available for you on the Internet as well, and the web address is hopedance.org. That's hopedance.org. Stay tuned. More Tell Me Your Story coming up.
Okay, it's time to play Name That Restaurant. Here are the clues. This mystery restaurant is located in Santa Barbara.
Well, that narrows it down to about 550.
This restaurant has indoor and outdoor seating.
Oh, now you're talking. There are only a couple of hundred restaurants that have outdoor seating.
Give up?
No, I'm looking at nippers.com. There are menus, recipes, the forum, restaurant news, and over 200 restaurant reviews written by professional food journalists.
Check out nippers.com, always serving up all the right answers about Santa Barbara restaurants.
Suburb barbecues out on the lawn, evening jazz and classical concerts, melodramas, City College adult education classes, fine restaurant dining with complimentary wine, and this is just a short list of a lifestyle full of vitality you can experience at Vista Del Monte Retirement Community. Hi, I'm Peggy Buchanan, Director of Fitness and Aquatics, inviting you to come and experience even more vitality in our state-of-the-art Fitness and Aquatics Center located right in the middle of our beautifully landscaped community. Walk out your back door and jump in our shallow, warm water indoor pool, or build your endurance and improve your balance and mobility in our strength training and conditioning room. Our friendly, knowledgeable staff is happy to give you a personal tour and answer any questions you may have about affordable retirement living in Santa Barbara. In fact, mention this ad and receive a free month when you join the Fitness and Aquatic Center, and keep us in mind if you ever need aquatic physical therapy. For more information, call 687-0793. Hope to hear from you soon.
Are you sad or angry about past events in your life? Would you like more joy, love, and peace? Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
Tell me your story. New paradigms for a new world. I'm Richard Dugan. I want to thank you for joining us here on this program every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, streaming live on the internet at richarddugan.com and available on an archive basis. If you've missed our programs, any of them, you just go to richarddugan.com, go to the radio shows page, and voila, there they are, magically appearing in cyberspace, available for you and anyone who wants to click on the play button and listen to the interviews. You know what? You can even download them and share them with your friends, you know? Kind of like baseball. Well, maybe not like baseball cards. In any event, we're here talking with Bob Banner. I'm getting a little silly here because it's just, this is exciting, Bob, because when I moved to Santa Barbara a little over 3 years ago, I had no idea I was going to be a chicken farmer, but I absolutely love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be real careful not to go on and on about it with other people because it bores them silly. Because, you know, not everybody has the same passion that I do. But nonetheless, that's part of, number one, what the film that's going to be showing this Tuesday at the Goleta Community, the Goleta Valley Community Center, 5679 Hollister Avenue. And that's this Tuesday, the 28th of July, 6 p.m. for goodies, all kinds of good foods and so forth, grown and made by the locals right here on the Central Coast. And then at 7 o'clock, the film Fresh. And we want you to participate in that. Come on down. $5 to $10 suggested donation. And this is put on and presented by Hope Dance Films. Now, Bob, you have been publishing Hope Dance itself. Now, you mentioned you started in the 70s. Is that how long you've been publishing Hope Dance?
Oh, no, not Hope Dance. Hope Dance started
That's when your call came, so to speak. Radical Solutions, Inspiring Hope.
Right.
Right.
That was 1996.
Okay.
About 14 years ago.
So when, before you got, I want to call it the caller, you heard those wonderfully inspiring words that, those four words, those magical words that you heard that spurred you into a little different direction. You mentioned that you were publishing sort of a conspiratorial type of periodical. Where are you from? Where's your background, say, spiritually?
Well, I was brought up Catholic.
Okay.
Then I have been trying to recover from Catholicism ever since I was probably 19. but
it's okay. We're all here for you.
No, spiritually, well, that's a big question. But you know, I've moved from Sufism to Buddhism. To wanting to, especially engaged Buddhism,
mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to fuse the sacred with the action. In fact, we're showing a film called Fierce Light, where spirit meets action. And it's really good to, because a lot of times people fall into either or camps. And I've always been playing around with both of those camps, you know, the, you know, needing to go on a 10-day retreat, a Vipassana retreat, you know, up in California, or, and then suddenly I find myself immersed in different kinds of activity locally. But to try to hold both of them together is a key for me, you know. So we have the activists who are a little bit more calm and meditative, and then you have the meditators who can do that really, really well, you know, maybe light a fire underneath their butts so they can get more active in their communities. So it's a fusion.
To me, it's a fascinating process that we all, you and I, those listening, have gone through, that we've chosen to go through. You could still be publishing that conspiratorial periodical and have lots of fodder for it. Let me tell you, there's lots of things going on out there that people could use to generate that kind of thing. But you chose to go in this direction with Hope Dance. I believe you said 1996 was when you began publishing.
Yes.
Where were you in that time period when Hope Dance became a reality?
Well, briefly, I was involved in a psycho-spiritual community up in Canada, and I did that for 3 years, and the writing was on the wall where the teacher wasn't living what he was preaching. So anyway, it dissolved. So a lot of disappointment, a lot of time reflecting on why I was wanting him to be my savior and why he wanted to be an egomaniac, et cetera, et cetera. So, like I said before, the publishing bug was still in me, but it's like listening to what I had gone through for those 3 years, all that heart-opening, emotive, cathartic work, body work, you know, heart transformational work, instead of just being in my head or being conspiratorial, but needing to discover the conspiracies that I hide within myself and say, okay, let's still do the publishing gig. So we published articles about simplicity, about voluntary simplicity, some engaged Buddhism, about eating simply and understanding what globalization was really meaning to local communities. So it was an experiment to see who was in my backyard. See, I'm more of a recluse. And I wanted to create the local magazine just to see who was out there, so I could find out who was in my backyard. Who were the permaculture people, or who were the spiritual meditation people, and who were the political activists that I could, you know, talk to and engage with? And so suddenly the people in the community emerged, and we met, and I said, I want you to have a column in the paper, or I want you to have a class, so I will promote you. It was more like I was this cheerleader for a new sustainability, localization, permaculture, positive, sacred activist kind of new movement mm-hmm. in my mind. So I attracted some of those people, and it was a very, very cool beginning, and they got on board, and I got readers, and I got advertisers, and it slowly moved into creating some forums, and then the film started, which is an interesting story into itself. And then listservs, and then emails, and websites.
And it hasn't stopped.
No, it just keeps going.
What kind of circulation did you have then, at the beginning, and how large is it now? How far-reaching? I mean, I know it's global because you do have the website hopedance.org,
yeah.
But as far as you're still printing it, so you haven't given up on that.
Well,
so
I have.
How far-reaching? Oh, you. I beg your pardon.
This is the last printed issue. The summer issue is the last printed one.
Well, gracious me for coming in at the end.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to definitely keep that bookmark on my website, on my desktop to hopedance.org, because I want to continue to be able to read the periodicals. It's one of the periodicals that I pick up throughout the week as I'm traveling around the city, you know, and like to flip through and see what's going on in there and what type of even what type of advertisers that yes. are supporting it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So are and to that point, are your advertisers sort of making that transition to the web presence?
No, it's going to take a while, and it's going to take some ad reps to actually babysit the mm-hmm. people to say this is the new technology, this is how it's working, you know, getting the numbers. You know, we're so used to print.
Yeah.
And but I'm trusting this process because. Well, print costs a lot. It also, you know, it takes 2 weeks of my time to design the paper. And so we just decided, well, I decided that it was time to let the paper go and just go online and see how it grows. See, the thing is, I think that the paper version, you know, rather than having like 8 articles every other month, for example, which most publications or bi-monthly publications do, you could have a daily library online. So you could have more articles. You could have five brand new articles a day. You have comments. You can do your social networking online. People can comment directly online so that they can engage in the particular article. Instead of, like, the paper is sort of passive. You could pick it up whenever you want, but rarely do you write a letter to the editor or rarely do you, you know, write the author and make comments. But online, it's all a daily, a live library.
Yeah, because you can set it up to where at the end of that article, if you'd like to comment, send me, the writer, and the author, an email and, mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff. Yeah. Well, it's certainly much more interactive from that standpoint, but I will say this much from my standpoint, as sort of one who sort of likes the nostalgic aspects, mm-hmm. I'm going to miss the printed version of Hope Dance.
Yeah, and this is why it's like a transition, because mm-hmm. I'm the same way. You know, I'm 57 years old. I love books. I love magazines. In fact, we started a new magazine. So in a way, one is dying, and the other one is morphing into this beautiful post-consumer waste printed paper with 4 colors. It's called Edible Slow, but we can get into that later. But, you know, there's different niches for different mm-hmm. movements.
Exactly. If you've just joined us, my guest is Bob Banner. He is the publisher and editor of Hope Dance, now available at hopedance.org. And as he has just told us, would we call this the July or the August issue that is the final print version?
See, I was going quarterly, so it was called the summer issue.
Ah, okay. Well, then we'll go with you. The quarterly, the summer issue is the final issue that's out there. And so if you want a copy, you want to pick up, I don't know, maybe it'll be a collector's item somewhere down the road. But I guarantee you it's going to have some great information in it. Again, my guest is Bob Banner. He is the publisher and the editor. I also want to remind you about a film that's coming to Santa Barbara, coming to the Goleta Valley Community Center this Tuesday, July 28th, 6 p.m. We'll have food and goodies and all kinds of fun stuff there at the center, and then at 7 o'clock the film Fresh. And what I would like to do right now, Bob, if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and play the audio from the trailer that is available on the website, and have everybody take a listen. This is from Fresh. It's going to be here on the 28th of July at the Goleta Valley Community Center.
Cheap food is an illusion. The real cost of the food is paid somewhere.
We have had more than 100 million tons of herbicide poured on our crops, polluting our air, in our foods.
Chemical agriculture is like a drug trip. It takes more and more every year to get the same kick.
We have an obesity epidemic, diabetes epidemic, nutrient deficiencies.
We're talking about a 50-year history of contamination, deception, of profit over people.
And so it's simply a matter of it being time to shift to a different kind of paradigm, a different vision for the future.
Oh, it doesn't get much better than this. That early morning sun comes up and you're looking into it, and that dew just is like diamonds.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're trying to figure out how we can grow food on smaller acreage more intensively.
The idea is to get that good compost and grow some food for the community.
Here's the store over here. Good Nature Family Farms honey, the one and only from local bees and flowers. And then we pretty much, on a handshake, take everything that they grow.
How's everybody doing?
I am a caretaker of creation. What I'm supposed to do is leave it in better shape for the next generation than I found it. Period.
They want to know, how did you do that here? How would you make that happen on these 3 acres?
Can you do this?
Yes!
Yes.
Yeah.
You're sure?
There is a new vision of the future that we don't have to wait for. But it's a decision you and I can make right now that will change the world.
Food is at the foundation, but it's really about life.
Rich homemade jelly.
That was my first year I tried.
Whoa. I enjoy food.
Well, and he is not alone, and I know, Bob, you and I, we both enjoy food very much, maybe sometimes a little too much to our detriment, but nonetheless, I have to say, watching the trailer, and I've only seen that, I'm looking forward to seeing the film, my understanding is you've seen it already, the looks in the eyes of the people who are out there doing this, both the teachers, like the one gentleman who was talking about composting, and can you do this on 3 acres, the look in, on his face as he's saying this is about life. It's like they are committed to doing this, not because it's the thing to do now, but it's the thing to do, period.
Right. That's Will Allen. That's the guy who said that when he saw a farm in his 30s, something clicked in him.
Yeah.
And he had to do this. This was his calling. And you can tell, yeah, his eyes are just beaming because these are passionate people, like Joel Salatin, the farmer with the funny hat on. I mean, the same thing. These guys are alive, and it's so much fun for me. I mean, I've seen this about 5 times. I mean, last night we showed it again, and I was kind of walking out, and then whenever Joel or Will came on the screen, I was back in the theater going, wow, this is so exciting to hear their words. It's like it's like you want to... How do you say it? You want to be influenced by them.
Yeah.
So you want to hang out with them. In fact, I just found out that he's going to be in Bolinas, October 28th to the 30th, doing a course called Relocalization.
And let me guess where you're going to be.
I really want to be there.
By the way, folks can see that trailer and others of the movie Fresh at the website, freshthemovie.com. That's freshthemovie.com. Or if you want to wait and really be surprised beyond what you've already heard, come on out to the Goleta Valley Community Center, 5679 Hollister Avenue, 6 o'clock for food and all, and just a wonderful time talking with the folks that live here, that work here, that play here, that grow here. And then at 7 o'clock, the movie Fresh. I will be there, and Amrita, my wife, will be there, and we will be... No, we won't have our eggs with us, unfortunately. We'll have some other wonderful opportunities for you. But we're looking forward to meeting you out there. And I know, Bob, you've got other commitments and so forth, but we look forward to meeting up with you one of these days in person. And again, the reminder, this Tuesday, the 28th of July, and it's going to be at the Goleta Valley Community Center. Now, let's get back to the eclectic aspects, as I like to view them, of Hope Dance, but also just of what you've been doing over the last 10 or 15 years or so as Hope Dance has grown and flourished and expanded. What was your circulation, if you will, as the printed version, the quarterly versions went out?
Probably the most we printed was 15,000. And that went to 3 counties, you know, Ventura, Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo.
Okay, the Tri-County area.
And but the last 2 years, it's probably gone down to 10,000. So, and you know, that's a, when people say circulation, at least some people in the industry will say three times the print run. So if you take 10 to 15, you know, it's like 30 to 40,000 readership or circulation.
Yeah.
But I never really trusted them. That's why online is really interesting, because you get to see the people's hits. Like, I was floored when I finally found out that the number of people who actually clicked our transition portal at the Hope Dance website was like 5,500 people. And I went, oh, my God, now that's instant feedback.
Yeah.
You know, in a paper, you don't really know that much, mm-hmm. and that's why it's interesting. Advertisers still want to go to the print, but yet they're actually getting more accurate feedback online.
Yeah,
but that's another story.
Well, now with the advent of Hope Dance, you exposed the public, if you will, or enlightened them, if you will, to a wide and diverse group of people and organizations that were out there really trying to make a difference. And again, going back to those four magical words that basically you came across back in 1970 about radical solutions inspiring hope. And those are the kinds of stories that you would put in Hope Dance, right?
Yes. It's almost as if I had an antenna that I had started to cultivate and craft, and zoom out there and go, who's doing what? Who's doing some cool things? You know, so we found out about City Repair up in Portland. So four of us just got our bikes, put them on Amtrak, and went up there for 10 days to learn about, what are these people doing? This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I wanted to, you know, like I said before, get on the roof and say to people, look at this, is people are taking over their intersections in their residential areas and creating cob benches and creating kiosks where people were having potlucks and a free food bin or a free clothing bin, and, you know, actually talking to their neighbors and, you know, having fun and taking over those intersections and painting them and having musicians out there. And anyway, we were blown away by that this was actually happening.
Is this happening across the country? I mean, I know the film makes reference to the fact that this movement is growing, but it seems like it's, you know, we hear mostly, and maybe it's just because we live out here, but we hear mostly about the West Coast, up Oregon, Washington, California, up and down the coast, and maybe inland a bit, because this is where all of these people are gravitating to. Is it happening in the Midwest? Is it happening on the East Coast and down in the South and so forth?
Well, just talking about the film Fresh, Will Allen is in Milwaukee, and he's on 3 acres, and he just won the Genius MacArthur Award, you know, $500,000 probably 6 months ago. He's getting, you know, 2 weeks ago he was in the New York Times magazine. So this guy's in Milwaukee, and I think his sister is doing something similar. It's called Growing Power in Chicago. Joel Salatin is in Virginia. So, you know, what I want to say is that there's pockets all over the country, and I'm trying to track them. I'm trying to, you know, it's not just in our Tri-County area. If it's not in our Tri-County area, I will still publish it. Hopefully it will be seeds for other people, you know, like farm to table, you know, from restaurants who actually own land and are growing their own food. So they're using their food in their restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, more and more is that happening all over the place.
Well, I have to tell you that for me, it's very exciting to be sitting at home. And Amrita usually is doing the cooking, and she says, would you please go out to the garden and pick for me whatever it is? I go out there, and I pick whatever she's asked me for. I bring it in, she prepares it, and voila, it's done. And it's like, wow, that is so cool.
Yeah,
didn't get off of a shelf, didn't have to run down to the store, in our case, down the hill to the store.
Uh-huh.
You just, in your backyard, you pick it, and away you go. And this is not only doing some incredible things for the land and for the people in a general sense, but this is doing Is there anybody doing any study and research or following how this is changing individuals' psyche?
Yeah, we published a piece called Agrotherapy by Shepard Bliss. He's a farmer and writer and Vietnam vet up in Sonoma County. And he's got a wonderful take on it, and he's actually bringing students to his farm and people who maybe were in the inner city and they've never been in the farm before. So there's a lot of healing going on, and especially your eco-psychologists are always talking about that we... Because when you think of psychology, it was basically Freudian and basically urban psychology, and now that we're more involved with nature-based psychology, it's like, okay, how are we going to grasp really genuinely being in the earth, being part of the earth, understanding the earth, and understanding our psyches are part of the earth as well. However, one of the interesting things, what you just said, I was just talking to Melanie over at Nature's Touch, and she was saying that there are so many more people, urban gardeners now, that they're taking away from the people who are the farmers at farmers market, and the water is being used more on the urban gardeners. So, in a way, I think that this is going to be a future discussion, but maybe you don't need to start growing corn, you know, on your land or watering tomatoes, because a lot of times tomatoes don't even need that much watering, but because it's been so hot, people are using more water and they think that they're entitled to because they're doing a groovy thing, which is a garden. But then the farmers who are selling corn a lot cheaper than how much you're spending time and energy creating corn, for example,
right.
You know, and they're losing out. So it just blew me away. It's like all of a sudden you think this movement is going full head, and then all of a sudden says, well, what about the water? We're in a drought situation, so maybe... anyway,
yeah,
a lot of times we see solutions and we don't see the whole picture.
Right. Well, and I would say that on a sidebar, as far as tomatoes are concerned, we, you know, I've talked with some people who are very knowledgeable in the area, and they say that tomatoes do not, even when it's hot, they do not need that much water. As a matter of fact, the reason why your tomatoes come out so small, if they are indeed coming out small, is because you're overwatering them.
Yep.
And it's an amazing thing that these tomatoes that come out juicy and plump and large don't need that much. So it's something to investigate. And I think that comes with education. But I will say that I would probably support purchasing from local growers, local farmers, before I started growing a lot of those kinds of things in my own garden and then utilizing the resources that everyone else needs for, you know, drinking and bathing and those kinds of things, at least for the time being, until we can find a better solution.
And especially sometimes your garden will produce one thing like strawberries better than beans because of the soil and all that stuff. And sometimes you don't know until you just keep on practicing.
I think it is an educational process. And we're all getting educated as we go through the... I didn't know anything about raising chickens until I got chickens. And then I started learning very fast.
Yeah.
So I think we're all going to go through that. And I think there are going to be sort of birth pangs as we move through this movement, this change to urban gardens and things of this nature. And then if we need to do so, let the larger acreage local farms grow some of that other stuff that they do so well. And if you want some of the more exotic things, hey, go for it, plant it, and have a blast at it. Bob Banner is my guest. He is the publisher and editor of Hope Dance, and it's also available on the web at hopedance.org. That's hopedance.org. And just a quick reminder of the film, Fresh, that's going to be showed at 7 p.m. at the Goleta Valley Community Center, 5679 Hollister Avenue. And look forward to seeing you out there. Amrita and I will be out there Tuesday evening at 6 with goodies and all kinds of neat stuff out there with all kinds of other folks of a local nature that are basically working to sustain our area and our community, because that's where we live. And if we can support one another in that regard, then guess what? We're going to go a long way. Doesn't matter what the times are, however you want to categorize the times as good or bad, it doesn't make any difference. The fact is that we're generating and developing and cultivating community as well, and that's extremely important too. So we would like you to stay tuned to AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and we are going to continue talking with Bob Banner here on the program. We encourage you to go to richarddugan.com and to check out our archives at the radio shows page and listen to the previous programs that we've had on the station. And also listen live online. If you're not able to hear the program on the Central Coast, you can certainly go to richarddugan.com, click on the Listen Live link, and you will be able to hear the program. That was the other thing that I was looking at your website, hopedance.org. And again, this is something that, of course, you wouldn't get in the printed version. And that is the trailers and the short films and those types of things that are available for people to watch right there from your website and get a taste of the types of film presentations that you have on a regular basis in the Tri-Counties. You've had them down here at the Santa Barbara Library, and I believe it's the Faulkner Room.
Yes. In fact, when we showed Fresh, we had 185 people pack into the Faulkner. It was the largest attendance that we've ever had for any of the films that we've been showing for the past 7 years.
That's phenomenal. I seem to recall the first event I went to that you sponsored there at the Faulkner was that of Barbara Marx Hubbard. And interestingly enough, that was the first time that I had ever heard of her. But I was just taken by what she had to say. I was like, wow. This lady is really neat. Of course, we've had her on the program several times since.
Good. Yeah, she attended and she spoke after we showed the short film. It was about 45 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I guess version number two is going to be coming out shortly, too. It's going to be a series about the future.
Yeah, well, and I have to say that there is a future. It is not coming to an end in 2012. We have a lot of life yet to live, and we need to get a handle on our emotions a little bit and say, you know what, we can make this whatever we want. There's a transition that we're in right now. But you know what, Bob? We've always been in transition. No matter what the stars or the calendars or anything else say, we're always going through cycles. We're always going through change.
Yeah, but I think that sometimes they're slower and sometimes they're faster. Mm-hmm. And I think the universe seems to be in a hurry because, I mean, I don't know about you, but I've been finding synchronicities are like running amok. There is just so many things that are calling forth, more networking, mm-hmm. more connections. We're like finding our people, if you will.
Yeah.
Their bridges are being created between, let's say, the sacred and the activist, or between the Republicans and the Democrats. You know, I mean, there's so many. When it comes to food, for example, that's why I decided to start Edible San Luis Obispo, because food is a way of just dropping all of these isms, you know, because it's food. Do you want to eat healthy food? Do you want to support your local economy? Or do you want to support the conglomerates and bad food that's not even good for you? So it becomes quite an easy issue. But then there's this movement that's going on. And it's really fun to meet other people who I may not have not have talked with before, but mm-hmm. now I am. And it's creating a commonality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very exciting, and the fun thing for me is keeping people focused on the aspects of buying local, if you will, growing from the local growers. You know, I'm not even going to waste my time or energy talking about the conglomerates. They can do whatever it is that they want to do. I'm going to do what I'm going to do here, and that is to help to support the people here who are supporting the community and growing the food that's keeping us healthy. And I think that's what's really exciting.
And the thing is, it comes down to, for me, putting a face on your food.
Yeah.
So when you know that the bread maker, you know the cheese maker, or the yogurt person, there's a face so that there's more of an intimacy. And then you want to support that person, and it may cost a little bit more, but you know, and then you start trusting.
Yeah.
It's one of the interesting things that I heard is, you know, people are saying that, oh, we have lawyers, we've got doctors, we've got housemaids, we've got all these things, but when you ask a person, do you have a farmer, people go, what are you talking about? I go to the store. And that's, I think it was really clever for me to hear that, because I go, geez, I never had that connection with my farmer.
Well, and you know what's funny is that the more things change, the more they stay the same, because isn't that the way it used to be 100 to 150 years ago and beyond?
Mm-hmm.
That you knew the guy who baked the bread and the butcher and the baker and, if you will pardon me, the candlestick maker.
Uh-huh.
And so forth. You knew these people. And of course, sadly, sometimes the mind will start to drift over to, and of course, if there's anything wrong with what you bought from them, you can know who they are and where they live.
Yes.
But the reality is, yeah, and they know that too, and so they're going to make sure that what they're providing you is safe and healthy and good.
Right.
So that's I just think that's very, very neat. We're going to come back and wrap up our program. Bob Banner, my guest, he's the publisher and editor of Hope Dance. Stay with us.
Have you lost direction in life? Do you constantly worry or give to others but deny your own heart? Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
If you're looking for a general contractor to hang a door or build your multi-million dollar facility, talk to Armstrong Associates that specializes in both residential and commercial construction. I'm Steve Cushman, president of the Santa Barbara Region Chamber of Commerce. We're proud that Armstrong Associates, a five-time Builder of the Year award winner, was recently named one of the 20 fastest growing companies in the Tri-Counties. Armstrong Associates provides a broad range of building, consulting, and construction services for simple to elaborate commercial and residential projects. They specialize in green building construction, and they excel at assisting architectural firms with timely, cost-efficient design and budget criteria, while working closely with clients, government agencies, and the general public to ensure quality from start to finish. Looking for a general contractor who is dedicated to exceeding desires and expectations? Contact Bill Shields at Armstrong Associates, 569-6170 or armassoc.com.
Announcing the Ally Bank online savings account with a great interest rate of 1.95% APY. If you're waiting for the terms and conditions, forget about it. It really is that straightforward. Nothing confusing, hazy, ambiguous, dubious, or dodgy. No double dealing, double speak, or double meanings. Just an online savings account that offers a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. So call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward. Member FDIC.
If we leave here today, we could be 1,000 miles away. Take to that road, see how far it goes, and on that great ocean road, all the country's in our bones, all the trouble that you know empties out as you go.
New paradigms for a new world. This is the place where we are going to give you choices and knowledge of those choices to make your dreams come true, to change your world, to provide a new world. And if that means using radical solutions to inspire hope, then so be it, Bob. It's great to have you on the program. It's been a pleasure to have had this hour to talk with you and learn more not only about Hope Dance, but about you and some of the other endeavors that you are going into, even as Hope Dance, the printed periodical, goes into history, but is still available on the internet at hopedance.org.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell us a little bit about the future. Now, you mentioned briefly this new periodical, Edible Slow.
Uh-huh.
Now, am I correct that that's sort of a franchise? Because I thought I heard something along the lines of Edible Santa Barbara as well.
Right. It's an edible family, edible communities. There's I think I'm the 53rd out of almost 60 edible publishers throughout the country. Started Edible Ojai in 2002, and it's been just taking off. So, yeah, Edible Santa Barbara started last spring. I started this summer, and it's fascinating. It's a beautiful four-color magazine, not glossy, but printed on, you know, recycled paper, mm-hmm. to promote the local food movement, to promote the who's making the cheese and the eggs and whatnot.
So is this something that is predominantly available in print, or is it also available online?
Oh, you can go online, yes. The PDF and the HTML version of the Edible Slow is up there. We're going to start having all of our food film trailers up there, so anything that's related to food locally is going to be up there.
And you have a link at Hope Dance?
Not yet.
Not
Hope
yet.
Dance,
okay.
is going through, it's changing. In a few days, we are going to, it's been in process of revamping itself,
mm-hmm.
and the webmaster and myself are working together, and I think in a few days we're going to put it up there. It's new Joomla 1.5, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. An observation, I like the homepage and the cover art, if you will, of the Hope Dance article or the magazine that you have posted on hopedance.org, of all of those beautiful eggs. It's a wonderful thing. Final question for our program for you, Bob. You've done a lot of things in your lifetime, from producing the conspiratorial periodicals back prior to the 70s, and then, of course, coming into Hope Dance in the 90s and in the 21st century. And now you've got this new periodical that you're putting out, and you're promoting all of these different people and organizations. You could be doing a lot of other things, Bob. Why this? Why now?
'Cause it's fun, for one thing. It's what I love to do, and it's what creates happiness. And I think I've been thinking about this a lot. I mean, you look at yourself, you look at your life, and you go, how am I getting fed? How am I getting nourished? What gives me pleasure? And sometimes it takes a while for a guy or a woman to figure out what it is, you know, the amount of service you do, the amount of recognition you get. You know, you play with all of these particular values and needs that we have. And I come up with, I love to influence people. I love showing films. I love showing people an article. I love to see them get excited. I love to see them change their lives. I want to be there. I don't want to just disturb them and then walk away. I want to say, hey, it's good to be disturbed sometimes. But then here are these solutions. Look at all this. You know, there's local currency. I mean, everything is unraveling. And in a good way, we are going through an initiatory, preparatory phase for the human. And the more we can let go of what's not working and move toward what really makes us feel joy and happiness, I think that's a nice thread to follow for our bliss. I mean, hey, Joseph Campbell said, follow your bliss, so I am.
Yeah, absolutely. Radical solutions, inspiring hope. Now, Bob, real quickly, I've only got about 40 seconds. Radical solutions, inspiring hope. You said you were having fun, but are you happy, Bob? Are you really happy?
Yeah, in fact, well, I wanted to say, we changed the subtitle. It's no longer Radical Solutions, Inspiring Hope. It's called Celebrating Transition, Opportunity, and Resilience.
And we'll have to have you back to talk more about that. Bob, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. My guest has been Bob Banner. He's the publisher and editor of Hope Dance. The summer edition is out there. It's the final print edition, but you can always go to hopedance.org. That's hopedance.org. Check out Fresh the Film this Tuesday at the Goleta Valley Community Center in Goleta, California. I'm Richard Dugan, and I encourage you to join us every Saturday at this time. Until next Saturday, love to all.